Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So a lot coming your way today, especially about what's going on here. Locally, obviously, we know what's going on around the country relative to a number of these protests and violation of immigration actions taken by ICE. That continues, and there is a call for much more activity on this Saturday. And as these things continue to reveal themselves, we'll continue to report them out. Those that are saying that the actions by the Trump administration are unconstitutional are incorrect. We talked about that with an expert yesterday. There is authority to do what the president has done. They may not like what he has done. Their observations may be different than others, but that doesn't mean that it's an unconstitutional action by this president. This is about preservation of property and life of federal officers. There's no doubt that local government has taken a position on this with creating these sanctuary cities, not allowing local police to share information with federal authorities, and a whole host of different actions that they've taken in order to work contrary to federal laws. I kind of chuckle when I hear the political talking head saying, well, this is why we need to reform the immigration laws. Really? They don't want the possibility of any deportation proceeding. So the reality is this has nothing to do with reformation of immigration laws. This has everything to do with utilizing and enforcing the laws that are on the books at the present time. But they don't like that. The fact that there were, who knows how many, 10, 12, 14, 16 million illegal aliens that came across the border in the Biden administration. They don't want anyone to go and disrupt any of their lives for violating the laws of this country. It's kind of interesting because when it comes to citizens, we have no hesitation about disrupting the lives of those that violate laws, as menial as it may be. You park in the wrong place, you get a notice and a fine. You get it in the mail. And if you don't pay it, they boot your car. But coming to this country and availing yourselves of all kinds of things that we have to offer here, in many cases, you're not actually legally entitled to, but you go ahead and take them anyway, perpetuating a fraud on this country, perpetuating a fraud on the taxpayers, and otherwise, we want everyone to look the other way. But when we look internally at our own country and our own citizens that violate some of the same laws on the books, we have no problem with fining them, arresting them, throwing them in jail, separating them from their family, from their children, and otherwise. It's not a problem. It's interesting that the rule of law in this country is embraced for local citizens But when it comes to those that break the immigration laws and come to this country illegally, we have a problem. We continue to have a problem. And what's going on out on the streets, if they don't think that this is violent behavior, I don't know what they're looking at. They're burning cars. They're attempting to burn buildings. They're throwing Molotov cocktails. They're throwing bricks and rocks and blocks at police cars, trying to effect immigration arrests. Who are these people? I think the most honest and truthful moment was something that I saw on a number of channels, local and national and otherwise, of protesters arguing with a black woman, and a black woman talking about, what, why can't y'all get out of the way? Why are you blocking the street? I think she said, I'm late to getting to work. What about my children that I have to support? What about me working and being able to get to my job on time? But you're blocking all the streets and disrupting the lives of everybody who are just simply trying to make a living. And they mocked her. They mocked her because they are selfish. They are self-centered. They don't care about the citizens of this country. They don't care about you that's working hard to put food on your table for your children each and every day. They don't care about you. They are depraved individuals that are only driven by their own ideological motives, and they don't care who else it harms. And that became evidently clear in that one interaction, which may be the most truthful moment to this point about actually what is going on in the streets of our country. And if you don't believe that your way of life and your ability to feed your kids, to support your family, to educate your kids, to healthcare and everything else is at risk and is being disrupted, you're just not listening. Your eyes aren't open. That moment right there where that woman was mocked by these protesters, I think is a defining moment. It's one that we should show over and over and over again about the insensitivities of these folks. They don't care about this country. They don't care about law-abiding citizens. They don't care about the familial unit. They don't care about the sacrifices that you have to make each and every day to support your family.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They don't care. And in many respects, it is driven by a hatred of all of us, a hatred of who we are, a hatred of our country, a hatred of how we defined ourselves. Go look at that video. It speaks volumes about where we are in the friction that exists in this street, on the streets of this country right now, as it relates to these issues. They want to pick and choose what laws that are actually on the books that should be enforced. And I've never been a hypocrite on this issue. Constitutional sheriffs have gone out there and have said that they weren't going to enforce gun laws, they weren't going to enforce this, they weren't going to enforce that, many of whom I know, and I criticized each and every one of them. That is not what you're elected to do. You are elected to enforce the laws that are on the books of the state that you're located in and the local community that you serve. You don't get to pick and choose which ones you like and which ones you don't. That's not how this works. Otherwise known as a democracy. Three branches of government. Laws are passed. I was critical of the Biden administration with EOs and all of that, and I'm critical of the Trump administration as well. But that's where we are today. Because Congress is impotent. They're engaged in too many other different things. And I've said this before. We need a part-time Congress. They're up there too long. They're trying to create things to get involved in. They've mucked up our lives in so many different ways with some of the BS that they're involved in each and every day. And Democrats and Republicans share the responsibility and the blame of all of this. And it's why we find ourselves where we are. We do not establish the appropriate priorities in this country and address them legislatively at all. Everything is seen through a partisan lens. How can it be that everything that we do in our lives today in this country is driven by partisanship? How does that work? How does that work? We have a Social Security system that's running amok. And yet, there's no collaboration as to how we're going to address this issue. We just keep kicking the can down the road, just as an example, right? Everybody talks about immigration reform, but nobody talks about what is it that they want to change. They want to be more lenient to those that cross the border illegally. We allow 1 million legal immigrants into this country a year. We allow a whole bunch of students on student visas into this country a year. We allow more than most any other country in the world. So what is it that we want to change? The ability to reward people that violate the rules? Is that the message that we want to change? We want to put them in the front of the line as opposed to the back of the line? Those that have been waiting outside of this country, hoping, praying for the opportunity to get here, doing it the right way, wondering why they are? They're not being rewarded, they're being punished. They're separated from their families as well. Does anybody speak on behalf of them? No. Because it doesn't align with a particular ideology or the politics. And the politics are starting to backfire on Democrats. The most hardline individuals that are out there right now are legal immigrants. I mean, 40-point shift. Democrats were 32 points up on that issue in 2020. They're now 8 points down. 40-point shift. In the mood amongst that demographic as to what's going on in this country. That should send a reverberating message across this country as what this country actually desires. To do it the right way, to follow the rules. Rules are meant to be followed, not meant to be broken, especially with intentionality. They used to have the excuse, well, they didn't know. Come on, really? They're paying people to smuggle them across the border. They know exactly what they're doing. And they know why they're doing it. These are not all bad people. But we can't be all things to all people. And I remind folks all the time, we have 42 million people that live below the federally identified poverty level in this country, and we do a pretty crappy job of addressing that issue already. Why in our wildest dreams would we want to increase that number? We cannot manage what we have now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.